And we are back in session 10:47. We're just going to do a roll call. Dr. Cornwall?
Here.
Ms. Remick?
Here.
Dr. Bustillo?
Here.
Mr. Greer?
Here.
Ms. Hunter?
Present.
Mr. Clinton?
Here.
And Dr. King?
Here.
All right, we are present. Dr. Cornwall?
Okay, so let's move up to item 4A, case number 17-16, Keith Bandry. Is the formal hearing.
For the board, I want to formally introduce you to Ms. Janine Galvin, who is the Assistant Attorney General, assisting the board in this case.
Good morning.
And I don't believe we've ever had a formal virtually, have we? Anyway.
No, we have not. No, we have not.
Okay, so I will go through the script then, all right? This is the date, time, and place where the matter dealing with case number 17-16, Keith Bandry, physical therapist, is scheduled to be heard by the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy. The subject of this hearing is set forth in the complaint and notice of hearing. This is a formal administrative hearing to determine if there have been violations of the board statutes and rules and whether disciplinary action is warranted. Karen, do you think we need to do another roll call? Or should we skip that?
Let's do a roll call. We'll do a roll call. Dr. Cornwall, professional member?
Here.
Ms. Remick, professional member?
Present.
Dr. Bustillo, professional member?
Here.
Mr. Greer, public member?
Here.
Ms. Hunter, professional member?
Present.
Mr. Clinton, public member?
Here.
Dr. King, professional member?
Present.
Ms. Galvin, Assistant Attorney General?
Here, good morning.
Ms. Cardoza, staff?
Present.
Ms. Tepia, staff?
Here.
Ms. Carly, staff?
Present.
Ms. Richardson, investigator?
Present.
All is present.
All right. Let the record show that the board members have been furnished with copies of all relevant documents and records. And we need to introduce all the parties. So let's start with the state and then the respondent.
Good morning, Dr. Cornwall, members of the board, Ms. Galvin, Mr. Harris. I am Mona Baskin, Assistant Attorney General representing the state of Arizona in this matter. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Bandry, could you introduce yourself and your attorney? I assume you have one.
President Cornwall, this is Flynn Carey. Mr. Bandry is on the line as well, and I'll let him introduce himself. I'm joined by my partner, Kathy Brody, who's also on the line.
Okay.
Good morning. Keith Bandry, PT here.
All right. Let's see. I might make sure I don't miss anything. Do you understand, Mr. Bandry, do you understand that this hearing is your opportunity to present testimony and evidence on your behalf?
Yes.
Do you understand that should you appeal the board's decision, the record you make at this hearing today will be evidence considered by a court and determine whether the board's decision was proper?
Yes.
Okay. Would the relevant board staff please review the and indicate how the respondent was served and notice of hearing?
Mr. Bandry and his lawyer, Mr. Carey, received the formal complaint of notice hearing via certified mail and electronically.
All right. Are all parties ready to proceed?
Yes.
We are, President Cornwell. We do have before the board a proposed consent agreement. So we would ask that prior to the taking of any testimony, the board first consider the consent agreement and determine if it will accept that. That would result in the us not having to proceed further with the formal at that point.
Okay.
So Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, placed in your drive is a consent agreement that has been signed by Mr. Fandry. I would ask Ms. Baskin to just summarize the consent agreement for you, but it has been placed in your drive as of this morning.
Yes, thank you. Dr. Cornwell, members of the board, Mr. Carey, Ms. Brody, and Dr. Fandry, before you, Dr. Cornwell and board members, is a consent agreement that the parties negotiated pursuant to an informal settlement conference that was held pursuant to ARS 42-1092. We met, we discussed the case, and we have come up with what we believe is a settlement of the matter that will both protect the public and also codify and contain all of the information relating to Dr. Fandry's clinical practice that was of concern with the board. I believe that the consent agreement memorializes the serious clinical deviations from standard of care for the practice of physical therapy in the state of Arizona. You will find within the consent agreement that is before you, starting on page 4, there are 100 findings of facts relating to clinical practice, standard of care, supervision, delegation, the PT's responsibility for patient management, documentation, that focus on 5 different patients, patient SR. You will find those findings on page 12, patient YG on page 22. Patient TD starts on page 28 of the consent agreement, patient SS on 31, and patient EM. Turning to the legal conclusions that in this case, and I will briefly review them. They are starting on page 40. They are factual legal allegation 2044-1, violation of this chapter, board rules or written board order. Number 2, 2044-4, performance of substandard care. 3244-06, failing to supervise assistive personnel, and cited with that is 3220-43, that contains supervision, patient care management, and also AAC R4-24303. Finding a conclusion of law number 4 relates to 3220-44-14. Regarding statements made, and those would be relating to the clinical practice regarding the supervision and the documentation. The conduct number 5 relates to 3220-44-16 in regards to assisted personnel. The number 6 relates to 3220-44-18, and that is interfering with an investigation. And I would just like to point out that if you would like to turn to page 12, it relates to factual finding number 15. And this is based on multiple requests for subpoenas for documents. And this is consistent with the board's use of this violation in other cases. The entire allegation of law in also references patients and witnesses. However, those are not the facts of this case. And I would again turn your attention to number 15. Legal conclusion number 7 relates to the patient records ARS 3220-44-20, AAC R4-24304. And number 8, the 8th conclusion relates to ARS 3220-44-22. Now turning to the order of this in this case, the order in this matter is very serious, and I believe that is warranted under the facts of the case. What Dr. Fandry has agreed to is he's agreed to voluntarily surrender his license pursuant to ARS 3220-47-7. As this board is well aware, you have a specific statutory violation that has the voluntary surrender of a license as a specific disciplinary option for the board in this matter. Dr. Fandry has agreed that he will be ineligible for relicensure for 3 years, that he will be ineligible for to obtain an Arizona compact privilege for 3 years. Additionally, he will also be required to pay a $10,000 civil penalty. That $10,000 civil penalty will be due and payable prior to the submission of an application for relicensure after the 3 year period of ineligibility. Now, as the board also knows, that after that 3 years period of ineligibility, Dr. Fandry, in the event he requests to seek relicensure in the state of Arizona, then he would have to submit an application. The burden of proof would be on him to present facts and circumstances that he is meets the qualifications for licensure in the state of Arizona, and he would have to pay that $10,000 civil penalty. So I would, on behalf of the state, I support this agreement. Mr. Harris was also present during the settlement conference, so I would welcome any additional comments from him and any additional comments from the board. And then, of course, you will hear from Dr. Fandry and his counsel. Thank you.
I would move to executive session for legal advice.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to move into executive session. Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Mr. Greer?
Yes.
Ledger?
Yes.
Mr. Clinton?
Yes.
Dr. King?
Yes.
And Ms. Galvin, I will send you a link to that right now. It might take a minute or two for her to receive it. So we will stop the recording at 10:59 and we will move into executive session.